in his chapter 11, starting at verse 23. For this is what the Lord himself said, and I pass it on to you just as I received it. On the night, now he's quoting our Lord, on the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time that you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again. So if anyone eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, that person is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup unworthily, not honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if you examine, if we examine ourselves, we will not be examined by God and judged in this way. But when we are judged and disciplined by the Lord, we will not be condemned with the world. So, dear brothers and sisters, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other.
Thank you, Nick. And the Lord always adds his blessing to both the reading and the hearing of God's word. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word to us, revealed and inspired by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you'd quiet our hearts before your word this morning, and that through your word you would prepare us to come and to meet with you at your table this morning. We thank you for that wondrous love that you have so freely given to us that we don't deserve. And Lord, this morning we celebrate that love again. We remember that love, and we remember it's all grounded in you and Jesus, who demonstrated that for us on the cross. So, Lord, prepare our hearts. May we come before you this morning with joy, thanksgiving, hope, and peace, because all that has been given to us by you. And, Lord, may we celebrate the life that we have received through your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave it for us. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we come together to come and to celebrate our Lord at his table. And it's fitting and proper that we do this every now and then. And as we begin a new year, beginning our first Sunday together, gathering around the table of the Lord. And the Lord had given us this as a way to remember him. And the night before he died, as it was read, he gathered together with his disciples around the table. And there's something special about gathering around the table. You know, you gather around the table, it's a time of fellowship. It's a time where we can share in intimacy and have conversation. And there's just something special about meeting at a table and sharing a meal. And so that as Jesus had instituted this together, what we're to do, and said every time we do this, we do it as a church to remember him and to remember what he's done for us. And it's a time really of celebration. The Lord's table for us It's a time to rejoice. And it's a time to celebrate what God has done. It's not a time to be somber, but it's really a time of rejoicing. Because what he's done for us and giving his life, we have life. Amen? And it's really a time to remember that wondrous love that was bestowed for us and demonstrated on the cross. So Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, and as a church that he had started, and he had pastored several years there. But the church of Corinth had some issues. They had more issues than the newspaper. I mean, they had a lot of issues they were trying to deal with. And so he was writing to correct a problem, some of their concerns. And one of them was the Lord's table itself. Because as they would come to the Lord's table, they weren't observing it properly. The church of Corinth had many issues, and one of them was divisions within them. And they didn't get along too well with each other. And the practice of that time was when they would observe the Lord's table, they would come together and they would have a meal together and often eat. And eating together as Christians in churches is as old as the church itself, friends. That was what they would do. And they would get together and they would meal. But then after they would eat, then they would share together in the Lord's table. And that meal before it, they called it a love feast. And it was a time for them to remember and to share their unity and their community. But what was happening was some of the people were going through the line first, and they were gorging themselves, and they were eating up all the food, and the people coming behind them didn't have anything left. And they didn't have the proper frame of mind. And then they would go from that after stuffing themselves and not thinking about themselves and not anybody else, and they would go into sharing the Lord's table. And Paul says, wait a minute. You're coming to the Lord's table with the wrong frame of mind. And the Lord's table is something special. And so when we come to the table, Paul says we need to come remembering certain things. Not only remembering Jesus, but remembering in a proper attitude what the table's about. Because he said if we come to the Lord's table without the proper frame of mind, we're guilty against sinning against the body and blood of the Lord, which is Jesus himself and us. Because who is the body of Christ? It's us today, right? And so coming without recognizing that and in a proper frame of mind, he said we need to realize. So as we come to the table this morning, Paul was reminding the church and us three things that the table represents. And as we come to the table this morning, we come celebrating it's a table of grace. And to remember that, notice what he said, therefore, Paul said, I received from the Lord, I'm telling you, giving you what the Lord himself gave us. Then on the Lord, the night he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had broken it, he gave thanks and said, this is my body broken for you. This cup is a new covenant, a new agreement that God is making between me and you. And there were two covenants or promises or agreements that God made. The old covenant in the Old Testament was a covenant based upon law. And God had given the law because he wanted to show that none of us could keep up to it. None of us could keep the requirements of the law because God was going to send somebody, Jesus, who was going to come and fulfill that for us. And that's what the table represents. But the new covenant is this is a covenant of grace. And so Jesus says, as you take the cup and as you take the bread, remember that I instituted showing you my grace. Paul said, if anybody receives the table in verse 7, unworthily manner, he's guilty against sinning against the body and blood of Christ. What the table of grace reminds us of is, friends, none of us are worthy to receive the body and blood of Christ without Jesus and his grace. Amen. And it is his grace that has made us worthy, because none of us are worthy apart from what Christ has done for us. And so we come receiving the bread, and we come receiving the cup with thanksgiving that God is freely giving us his grace that is greater than all of our sin. That his blood was shed to pay the price, wash away all of our sin, and pay it past, present, and future, what we're yet to do, covered under the grace of Christ. And his body was broken and bruised for you and me, taking the punishment that we so rightly deserved. So come this morning to his table thanking God that it is a table of grace. It's not a table of law, but it's showing God's grace freely given to us through Jesus. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ broken and shed for you and me. That his grace gives us standing when we receive him by faith. Amen. Something to remember. This is my blood shed for you, the new covenant, a covenant of grace. Whenever you drink it, whenever you eat it, do it in remembrance and in celebration of me and what I've done. But also we come to the table this morning remembering this is a table of fellowship. It's a table where we fellowship with the Lord. And the Lord, as he gathered together that first night, he passed the bread and the cup and he said, drink from it, all of you. I want to share this meal with all of you before I suffer. And it's a communion is a time of personal fellowship with Jesus. When we come to our Lord and knowing that we are in a right heart relationship, Paul said that we ought to examine ourselves before we come to the table to make sure that we are in that right relationship and in fellowship with God. Because it is important that we come to his table being in fellowship with him, that if there's anything in our heart between us and the Lord, we need to deal with that. We need to make that right so that our heart is right before our Lord. But also coming with the right mindset of being in fellowship with one another. Paul said, some of you are eating and drinking without thinking of anybody else. Notice what he says in verse 33. So when you come together to eat and wait for each other, if anyone is hungry, he should eat at home so that when you meet together, it will not result in judgment. As we go back to verse 17, he says, I have no praise for you, for in your meetings you do more harm than good. In the first place, when you come together, he said, talks about the divisions, but he said, when you come together, in verse 20, it's not the Lord's Supper you eat, for as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting on anybody else. See, they were coming to the Lord's table and they were not in fellowship with each other. And they were only thinking about themselves and they were realizing that they were a part of the body of Christ. And that we share in the Lord's table showing our unity as one in Christ. And that we belong to each other and we belong to Jesus. And so we share this as a time of fellowship with each other and with our Lord. There's something special about being around the table. And the Lord's table does that. It draws us closer to each other. It draws us closer to our Lord. And that time of fellowship. And that time of grace. And as we think of the table being a table of grace as well, we often sometimes forget when Jesus took the bread and the cup and he served it to his disciples. Judas Iscariot was in that room. And he served Jesus. And he gave it to him. And when he ran around and he washed the feet of the disciples, Judas Iscariot was in the room. And the grace that he showed even him. And that God's grace for us, it forgives us of our sin. The grace and the fellowship, it's a table of fellowship, thinking about who we are and what Christ has done, but also it's a table of hope. And when we come this morning, we come celebrating the hope that God has given us. Notice what he says in verse 26. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus, when he instituted the Lord's Supper, said, I will not eat of the fruit of the vine again, drink of the fruit of the vine again, until the day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Till the day I sit around and we sit around my table in heaven in my house. And we're going to sit around the table in my house for all eternity, Jesus says. And we're going to have quite a meal fellowship up there. Won't that be glorious? And that's going to be a party that's going to go on for all eternity. And we're going to sit around that table with the Lord for all time. Who knows what we're going to have there? But it's going to be good food, probably the best we can ever think. But he said, that's what we're going to have someday. And he said, when you eat this and drink it, it's a foreshadow of the day that you're going to be with me in heaven because I've made it possible for you. So it's a table of hope. Knowing as you eat and drink and as you come this morning, know that things are going to get better. That there's far more than what this life has to offer. That there's a glorious future waiting you and me. And God has given us hope, and that's what we need as we go into a new year. Is that hope that he's promised and provided through us through Jesus. a table of grace, that his blood was shed, his body was broken, a table of fellowship with our Lord, with each other, in that right relationship with him and with each other. And if we come to the Lord's table and we're not in harmony with each other as well, Paul says, then we need to get that right. But it's a table of hope where we look forward to the day of being in the presence of our Lord Jesus. As we come, and as we do every Sunday on time of communion, join together for a prayer of confession and consecration. I'm going to ask you to join with me as we go into a time of prayer and to prepare your heart to meet with our Lord. Let us pray together. Where you are before we go to prayer, and as the Lord invites us to come to his table, just is everything right between you and the Lord? Are you in fellowship with him? Is there anything in your heart right now or any sin that you need to deal with that you can come to his table knowing that you are right between you and him? If there's something that the Lord is through his Holy Spirit has just laid his finger on right now, just take this moment and ask the Lord to forgive you and to make yourself, to prepare yourself to come and to receive from him at his table this morning. Knowing that when we confess that sin, he's faithful and just to forgive it. And then once you confess that, thank God for his grace that he forgives and he restores. Is there something between you and someone else that you need to make right this morning before you come to his table? Father, we thank you for calling us to your table this morning and providing a way that we again can remember you through what you've done. And we come this morning to celebrate your body broken, your blood shed, to give us life. Lord, we're not worthy of it, but you freely gave it to us. And through your blood, through your body broken, through our faith in you, Jesus, and what you've done for us, you have made us worthy because we have been justified by our faith in you. So thank you, Lord, that through that you welcome us at your table in fellowship. Lord, we thank you that for your grace that is greater than our sin. And Lord, we thank you for the bread, a visible reminder and symbol of your body broken for us. And we consecrate the bread to you this morning as we partake together. Lord, may our hearts be just blessed and refreshed and encouraged again for having met with you. We thank you for the cup, a visible reminder of your blood shed. And we thank you, Lord, and we consecrate the cup to you. And as we partake this morning, we do so with thanksgiving that the power of the blood has the power to wash away all sin and stain in our life by faith. So Lord, we partake again this morning with thanksgiving, thanking you for your grace. Lord, we also come in remembrance. We come in fellowship with you. And Lord, with one another, knowing that we share this as a church, you've given this to us together as your for family to partake, showing our unity and our love for you and one another as we partake together as a family in you, expressing our unity and our fellowship that we enjoy. And we thank you for the hope that we have to know that someday, because of what you've done for us on the cross and rose again, that we are going to sit down with you around your table for all eternity. And Lord, we look forward to that day. And until that time, you call us to be faithful. Until that time, you call us to be your disciples, living for you and following you daily. So Lord, we commit ourselves to you again this morning, anew and afresh. Prepare us to meet with you at your table now with thanksgiving. May we come before you with joy and celebrating who you are and what you've done for us in remembrance. And Lord, may we leave here refreshed and renewed from having met with you again this morning at your table of grace. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.